Good evening, everyone. I think Josh mentioned earlier this is one of his favorite worship services. It's one of my favorite worship services. The thing about Christmas is it's Christmas. And so in trying to plan a worship, don't try to get too fancy or do anything extravagant because God's already done that with the story that's been given to us. And so this worship service this evening will be fairly simple. We're going to read the story in the scriptures. We're going to sing some of our favorite hymns that help tell that story as well in music. And we're just going to enjoy this season and this time together. We're going to do things still a little bit differently. We're going to have communion by intinction, which is where you break off a piece of the bread and dip it in the cup. I do have some of the prepackaged ones as well. I know a lot of respiratory stuff's been going around, so if you'd rather have one of those, they're up here. But that communion will be at the end of our service, and so you'll come forward, break off a piece of the bread, dip it in the cup, and then as you return to your seats, grab a candle, and we'll end the evening with Silent Night by candlelight as well. Most everything should be on your bulletin, the hymns, the words, and that sort of thing as well. So are there any announcements or anything we can lift up? Welcome everybody who's worshiping with us online. I see hopefully you all are with your families. My family's all over the place, and maybe they're tuning in. I don't know, but that will be good as well. So if you'll turn in your bulletin, our call to worship is there. In a humble stable, love was born among the hay and the stars.
We come in wonder, seeing the Word made flesh.
Shepherds heard the angel sing and rushed to find the child, our Emmanuel.
We join their prayers. Glory to God in the highest and peace to all.
Let us worship the God who came to dwell with us, to save us, to heal us.
With hearts open wide, we celebrate. Christ is
Please stand and join me for our first hymn, number 148, O Come All Ye Faithful. We'll sing verses 1 and 2. Christ with each other.
Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born for our salvation. Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore.
Let us pray. Gracious God, in the beauty of this sanctuary, in the beauty of our lives, as complicated and messy as they can be, we thank you for gathering us today. We thank you for the gift of this child. We thank you for the gift of this Messiah who brings us together, who unites us, who gives us a common goal to strive for, your kingdom. We thank you for his many teachings. We thank you for his example of the life that he led, the healings that he provided, and the guidance even now for us to live our lives. We thank you for all of these things as we remember the prayer that Jesus, your Son and our Savior, taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You may be seated. Tonight, we gather to remember what the prophet Isaiah proclaimed. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Great will be his authority, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice, and his righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. We gather to once again bask in the glory that visited a stable and a manger. Shepherds watching their flocks and a young couple cradling the newborn Messiah. We light the Christ candle as a sign of the glory that came among us in unexpected places and to unexpected people, that we may be people who seek and follow the glory of the Christ child here and now. We might have to pretend. Let us pray. Light of the world, we give you thanks for coming among us as one of us. Shine through us, that your love may reach every heart and home. May this flame remind us that your presence still burns brightly in our world. Christ is born. Hallelujah. Amen. Hear these words from the Gospel of Matthew. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the prophet had been, what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. And also from the Gospel of Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration that was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth to Galilee in Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them at the inn.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. Laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with them, with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors.
Thank you.
Amen. When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all of these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told to them.
The first Noel the angels did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. No.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all of Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
And by the light of that same star, three wise men came from country far to seek for a king, was their intent, and to follow the star wherever it went. No.
So I titled this little message, "That's the Good Stuff." And that's the good stuff. I think it's in, is it Good Will Hunting with Matt Damon and Robin Williams? And he's telling them all the stuff, Matt Damon's character, and he's talking about this girl he's met and all the weird things. And he says to him, "That's the good stuff." Because he's telling him all this weird stuff that his wife used to do and all the things that used to bother him and blah, blah, blah. But then she passed away. And all those memories are the good stuff that he holds on to. And that came up to me this week because my brother sent a picture of my niece, I think, taking her first steps. She let go of the couch, and he was holding this little rag or something. She took a few steps, which, you know, was fine. But then the way he looked was, oh, I said, well, that must be her first steps. And they got that on camera. I got Madeline's first laugh on camera. It was in a Walmart. I think most of us laugh when we're in Walmart. I made a face or the lights got her. She just chuckled. It's on my phone. This is the good stuff. And I bring that up because here at this time, this season, this Christmas Eve, as we pause in our busy lives, we're trying to remember the good stuff. Because there's a lot of bad stuff that's out there. It's hard to turn on the news and not see all of the bad stuff. There's wars going on out there. And with all of our technology, not only is the war going on out there, but it seems to be going on in our phones and our social medias. We can watch it. We can see the violence firsthand on our screens. And then if you're silly or dumb or whatever enough to go into the comments, you hear all the bad stuff that people say to one another. It's awful. Here, closer to home, whatever those politicians are doing, it seems so bad. More fighting, the files being released and redacted, all this, who's on a list, who did these crimes, who's trying to cover it up, all of this bad stuff. And then personally, closer to home, we can go from the big world out there, we can go do our country here, and then we can get to our own selves. I haven't seen Madeline all month. Did y'all know that? There were regularly scheduled family things that she was doing with her mom, getting a Christmas tree that first weekend of December. Now they're off visiting her mom's family in Virginia. And then that week in between, I was going to have a weekend at least, and it snowed. It was too icy to go pick up Madeline. I haven't seen my kid in a whole month. That sucks. That's bad. Visited Mr. Charlie in the hospital. That's bad. All of these things that wear and tear us down, and we pause in the middle of it to remember a baby, this child. And we read these scriptures of all the things that this child is meant to do. Save us from our sins. That'd be pretty good. Save us from our sins. We don't often like to talk about sins too often because whatever, it's embarrassing, or the Fifth Amendment, not to self-incriminate ourselves. But I think to put maybe a broad definition for you on sin, not only is it those things that harm others and separate us from God, I think another foundational understanding of those sins are when we try to do things for ourselves. We try to take care of ourselves. Think about the sin of money. We're trying to acquire it to fill a hole in our lives. Any of those other sins, just imagine, see if that definition fits into that sin that you're imagining. Trying to do something myself. The sins of our country, we're trying to do things for ourselves. This baby that we pause today and remember is here to save us from our sins. If only we turn to him. We're going to have communion here in a little bit, and it often seems odd to remember at this worship service, remembering Jesus' birth, that we also highlight his death. But between that manger and that cross is a lot of the good stuff, where Jesus teaches and preaches and shows us and lives out ways in which we can follow. Things that we can do, like loving more broadly, forgiving more broadly, being there for others who are forgotten and mistreated. Jesus lived these things and called us to do the same. The good stuff of Jesus' life, his birth, his death, his resurrection, it's not some magical wand to wipe away those sins. It's not this fancy, odd thing where we just accept it and take it and get it. It's hard work. Having kids is hard work. I've never done it. But raising kids is also hard work. This child, this hard work that leads to that good stuff. It was not good news for Herod. Herod was afraid, Matthew says. That's the other reaction to this Jesus. Being afraid and fearful of a child, of a new and different way of life, being afraid of the loss of power that comes when a people do things differently. We pause this evening to celebrate the birth of a child, but we remember his life, his teachings, his healings, his preaching, all the ways in which he guides and challenges us as his followers to do better. This baby saves us from our sins, not with a magic wand, but with hard work and dedication and following in his footsteps. So as we come to this manger, as we come to this table, let us remember the good stuff, the promise of salvation, the promise of healing that comes from this hard work of following who this little child grows up to be. Amen. Yes, it is odd that we gather at this table on this day where we remember that little baby, but we also remember his broken body and his shed blood. We gather at this table because without this cross, without this table, it's just another poor kid born in a barn. But he becomes a savior. He becomes the Messiah who saves us from ourselves and from the sins of the world. After our prayer, after the words of institution, you'll be invited to come forward and break off a piece of bread, dip it into the cup, and return to your seats grabbing a candle. We'll have our prepackaged communion here if you'd rather take one of those. But all are invited to this table because all are loved and forgiven and given grace by Christ and God. Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight knowing of the great miracle, the miracle of Jesus' birth, the miracle of his life, the miracles he created all through his life. For God, we know all throughout the Gospels, Jesus taught us how we were to live, how we were to love one another, how we were to treat those that don't have a voice in society, that those society look down on, because he told us that the last will be first, and the first will be last. We come to the table this evening, Lord, knowing that his body was broken on that cross, and we take of the bread. His blood was spilt, and we partake of the cup. For God, we know the greatest gift of all was the life Jesus gave us. For we know that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but will have everlasting life. That's why we pray this in his name. Amen.
On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took a loaf of bread, blessed it, and broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." And in the same way also, after supper, he took a cup. poured some of it out and said, "Take and drink. This is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for the forgiveness of your sins. As often as we gather, we break this bread and drink from this cup, and we proclaim his life, death, and resurrection until he comes again." As we sing Silent Night, I'm going to see if Aiden can dim our lights a little bit. I invite you all to stand as we sing this. Some quick candle safety. If your candle's on fire, keep it straight up. And let the unlit candle turn sideways to get the light, so we're not dripping candle wax on each other, okay? All right, let us stand.
Silent night.